I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's July 9th. It is 2018. And ladies and gentlemen, in case you did not know, the world is ending tonight. It's over. We're doomed. We wake up in the morning and there'll be no clouds, no sky, no oxygen. It is over. We are destroyed. All because the Donald Trump is going to pick another Supreme Court justice. Oh my goodness gracious. So why am I flippant? Why am I making fun? Why am I sarcastic? Because it doesn't end. As you know, we hate them all. They nauseate the heck out of us. You know how we know we're doing a good job? Is because we get it from the left and right ripping us. I get as many anti-Trump, yeah, how can you hate Donald Trump too, you leftist sleazebag? But to watch, I have a special affinity for the left. As there is no middle ground, they're insane. And I'm watching the media, and I'm watching the crooks like Schumer and the rest, who's brought us the $20 trillion of debt, make that $21 trillion in counting. End of the world's in hand. We're going to lose our rights. Do you know that? Hey, all of you. Our rights are going to be thrown out the window. Fascism, dictatorships, holy hell's going to break loose. Because we're going to have another conservative Supreme Court justice. Oh my goodness gracious. I must tell you, it's so much fun to watch. You know how you know when you have a BS artist? They open up their mouth. That's how you know. Now, don't get me wrong. Donald Trump is as good a BS artist as anybody. I couldn't even begin to take out a calculator to count how many times he's lied. But I just love the left. I just love them. Fascinating. Anyway, I'm pretty sure he's going to pick this Kavanaugh guy. The only reason he wouldn't is because he's got a lot of things that he did. That means the Democrats can go over these things and take their time versus this woman, I think has only been a judge for like 8 months, but has written a lot of things. My bet's Kavanaugh to run the New York Mets. Nobody can run the New York Mets. They get worse by the day. Anyway, that's who I'm picking, this guy Kavanaugh, and I just want to let you all know something. The world isn't going to end. Nobody's going to lose their rights. You got that? The environment isn't going to turn to crap. There'll still be food on your table. Schools will be open. You got that? Not much is going to change. You got that? There's not going to be no Roe v. Wade for all you people that love abortions. Terrific. I don't know what you're worried about, but you got to have something to be mad at, right? You got to have something to protest. And of course, we know now that who's ever picked is going to be sexist, racist, homophobic, child-hating, elderly-hating, people-hating, antichrist, whoever Trump picks. That's how it goes. To watch CNN to MSNBC, you would really believe that it's either Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot that's being nominated. Yay, should be fun. Anyway, that's that story. Now we segue, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking to you about half the market has not been doing the trick, has not been part of the equation. We have been telling you that the strongest area is the NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100, Russell 2000. Weakest area is Dow, NYSE, in between the S&P. Transport, semiconductors off the 200-day moving average. The financials just holding on to their chinny chin chin at their lows. We've been telling you all that for weeks and weeks and weeks. We have not changed our stance in any way, shape, or form because there's been no reason to. Maybe today is one of those days where we could possibly, could be, maybe change our stance in those areas that have been weakest. You know, there has been talk that they have been held back because of all this trade talk. Well, all the trade talk turned into a tariff tiff. You can call it a trade war, whatever you want to call it, but it turned into real tariffs on Friday. Well, all of a sudden today, everything that has been going down or not going up because of the trade worry came out of their comas today. And, you know, we don't really care about why too much, but my best guess, and I think it's a pretty good guess, was sell into the tariffs, buy once the tariffs hit, because when we woke up today, the world didn't change, the world didn't end. Now, of course, on an individual basis, it's going to affect farmers, and unfortunately, it's affecting farmers good. It's affecting Harley-Davidson. It's affecting a bunch of other companies and other industries to an extent. But when you have a $12 to $20 trillion economy, $34 billion is like a fly on a horse's butt. Make that an elephant's butt. And I think that's what happened here. The recognition is, okay, we got the tariffs, now what? What's so bad? So all those areas that have been doing nothing have been underperforming. Woke out of their coma today, and my best guess is they've hit their low today. And that even goes for the financials that have been toast. I think they've hit their low. Now, we do know something that starting Friday, earnings start to come out. A bunch of financials come out Friday, and then we'll go into the next 3 or 4 weeks of tons. So on an individual basis, things will change. But I think, listen carefully, the transports at the 200-day moving average are going to hold. The NYSE at the 200-day is going to hold. The semiconductor index at the 200-day is going to hold. The S&P at the 50 is going to hold. The Dow with the 200 is going to hold. And more than likely, let me change those words. think there's a decent chance. Remember all those areas, all these countries, emerging markets that I've been telling you to completely avoid? Remember on Friday I said something to the effect of they may be trying to hit some sort of extended to the downside low in here? Well, I'm pretty sure they confirmed that today. Keep in mind they're still in bearish markets, but we do get rallies in bearish markets. We call them counter trend rallies. So I think that's what's going on there, and that's what's helped the market today as we enter earnings season. And as the world ends tonight, because God forbid Donald Trump is going to pick another Supreme Court justice. So I have a message to the Democratic Party. We're going to even be nice and call them the Democratic Party today, even though they're a bunch of maniacal socialists. You know how you stop all this? You win some elections that matter. And you know how you win elections? You don't piss down the voters' backs and tell them it's raining. You don't tell them socialism is good. You don't tell them the face of the party is this new woman out of the Bronx or wherever that's a socialist. That you believe in the people, that it's we the people, not we the government. And maybe, just maybe, get the heck out of our way with your rules, your regulations, your fees, your fines, your mandates, and your complete domination and control over our lives on a daily basis. At least that's what you want to do. And maybe you can win some elections that maybe you can pick a Supreme Court justice one day. What a concept. Up next, market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offers services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. I'll go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. Just be nice. Read our commentary. And all that stuff. And we have a start date for our email service. It'll be the first week in August, right at the beginning of August. We want. I decided to wait after most of the earnings reports are out. I think it's fruitless to do it while earnings are coming out, so we're starting that up. If you'd like to join, 1 month free, no obligation, no credit card needed, email me at GaryK.com or GKaltbaum at Kaltbaum.net. I wanted to mention, what a story. These young boys are being saved one by one in Thailand, and one Navy SEAL passed away, risked his life for other lives, and he died. I don't know if you guys have seen the map of where they are and how hard it is to get in and out. What an unbelievable job by these responders. And God bless these kids are getting out one by one. I think there's a few still left. And I read that for like a day or two, or maybe three. Pitch black. Complete darkness. You guys ever try that? My God, what the claustrophobia that people, that they had to go through. You know, I've been stuck in elevators with people that had fits. Just being stuck in an elevator with lights on. And somebody talking to them through the speaker. These kids are down in the depths, dank, murky water. Just an amazing, amazing story. Amazing. Somebody's going to do the movie, right? Wimbledon. I had to bring this up. Federer's still in it. The men's draw looks, man, they got Federer and Nadal. Djokovic still in it, so it's going to be an interesting final week there. But I must tell you, this Serena Williams, you know, I have thought, you know, there's different sports, different athletes. I think the greatest athlete of the last 50 years, sports athlete, and again, some people say Usain Bolt, people say secretary at the horse. I've always thought it was Michael Jordan. I watched him all the time, and we had WGN, so I watched every Bulls game in this heyday. I have to tell you, I think the greatest athlete of the last 50 years may be Serena Williams. I really do. I think she's in her mid-30s, had a kid. Do you know how many women have come and gone in her tenure in tennis? Everyone except her sister, Venus. And I got news for you. Odds favor she's winning again. The top 10 seeds were out. I think she was seeded 25. And I looked at the rest. I think they're all in the quarters. I haven't even heard of the other seven. I think I heard of one. I think she may be the greatest athlete of the last 50 years. And again, it's all relative depending on sports and stuff like that. And I don't mean the highest jumper, the fastest person. Just the longevity and the ability to win and win and win and come back and win and come back and win. I think she's won 20-some-odd Grand Slams. Federer, I think, is on 20. And I think do you realize Federer and Nadal have won 37 between them? Last I looked, that's 9 years of Grand Slams. Most don't even last 9 years on the tour. We're in rarefied air, I must say. Anyway, that's our sports of the day. I would talk the Mets, but boy, oh boy. It is nauseating to watch. You sports fans out there, you know what I'm going through right now, and it is depressing. And, of course, next up is the Giants, and we'll keep our fingers crossed, Giants fans. All right, enough of that. As mentioned, I do have lots to cover. We said it at the outset, what we're seeing. We never know. When we say to you the words, we think a low is in, we don't know what it's if it's going to rally up for a week, 6 months, 10 years. We just have a feeling the low is in, notwithstanding individual names as we get to earnings season. But the weight of the evidence for me is these areas and their support levels that we've given out are now going to hold. And again, we don't know if we get juice from here or not. We sit around for a while. You never know. But you get a feel for things. Markets don't tend to sit around. Just keep in mind, the S&P is still range-bound. The Dow is still 2,000 points below the highs. The leadership is NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100, Russell 2,000. The transports just came off the 200-day moving average today. The financials are still below the 200-day moving average, but hit support levels 5 times over the last 6 months. Looks like it's held. So all these things are going on at once, and we'll keep watching. So let's get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. Time for today's Supreme Court Nomination Day market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. And he's got a great wife. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicator. Say proprietary 10 times fast. I can't even say it once. Investment-models.com. Well, we gapped up. What else is new? Dow up 320. And guess what happened? As I mentioned, the trade thing, the news is done. They did the tariffs. Boeing and Caterpillar accounted for 90 to 100 Dow points. Those are the two linchpins of the trade. They both got hit because of it. Now they rally. And the financials, I'm really not sure why the financials rallied today, except that yields on the long end went up, so that expands margins. Goldman Sachs was up 6. That's another 50 Dow points. J.P. Morgan up a big 3. That's a lot for that. 3M up 3. Travelers 2. United Health almost 3. Dollar gainers, Walmart, Visa, Home Depot, IBM, Disney, Chevron, American Express, and Apple was up too. Up next, we'll get more in depth on today and much more. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission licensed under DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S.
U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, my favorite story of the day. Mexican president-elect Andres Manuel López Obrador, who during his campaign said that the United States should have open borders for all Mexicans, as many Mexicans to come into the United States unfettered. He announced that he's planning to create a specialized border force to combat illegal immigration across Mexico's southern border. It is aimed to stanch the flow of illegal immigrants and contraband from Central America. Don't you love people? It's almost hysterical. It really is almost hysterical. Okay, so listen up. Again, the Dow has held longer-term support. So is the transports. So is the NYSE. So is the financials. The semiconductors held the 200-day moving average also. These are the weaker areas. After that, the S&P held the 50-day moving average. After that, the NASDAQ 100, which is strong in the S&P, held the 50-day moving average on Thursday and Friday, almost to the penny. The NASDAQ 100 to the penny, so did the Russell 2000. And that's that. Not sure I need to go further than that. As we head into earnings season. When you have a chance, we use the term symmetry with you guys. The Dow held a 200-day in March. It held it in late April. It's now held it again over the last 7-8 days and is now moving off of it. The S&P 500 on the 50-day. The NASDAQ, the 50-day. When you have a chance, look at the XLF, the financials. What do we tell you? Bottom to 26 and change in February. Bottom to 26 and change in March. Bottom to 26 and change in April. Bottom 26 and change in May. Guess where it just bottomed over the last 8 days? Right around 26. The transports held the 200-day moving average in February. Held it in early April. Held it in early May. Over the last 7 days, undercut it a little bit, just held it today. The semiconductor index held the 200-day in late April, just did it again. Now let me repeat. It doesn't mean we juice the heck out of here to the upside. It just means now most of the market, not everything, but most, have put in a floor for now. And the onus is on the sellers to show up. And to repeat, we're going into earnings. So that doesn't mean JP Morgan doesn't announce earnings this coming Friday and the stock drops 10%. We're talking big picture here. Anything is possible during earnings season. Now, other things, I'm just noticing little things, may not matter, we'll see. The bond market may be topping out here, which means interest rates tick back up, and maybe that's the reason why financials are starting to do a little bit better. Metals and mining, the XME, held a 200 day in March, held it in April. Guess what? Where it held in the last week. Correct. You got where I'm going with all this? On Friday, we mentioned the biotech because of Biogen. Think probably it's got to do a little dance in here. That was more news-driven than anything else. And what I mean by a dance, went up too big for a day, probably got to sit around a little bit. And then we'll see if it gets going. The oils. The oil explorers closing almost near a yearly high. Held the 50-day on the pullback. But on the other end, the oil services acts like crap. Though it looks like it's held support over the last 10 days. So mixed bag in the energy complex. And of course, there's a ton of things that still ain't working. Airlines, home builders, cruise lines, they're bouncing, but still very bearish. But one has to like that some of that comatose stuff woke up today. Movers. Downside, PetMed Express. Sorry. Booking Holdings, Madison Square Garden. NextEra Energy, those are fives. Four more, Weight Watchers, this is downside, by the way. J&J Snack Foods. DT Energy, by the way, the utilities got hit today, which kind of tells me that interest rates are going to back up a little bit. Three or more, American Tower. Plantronics. Clorox, even though they have very good soap. Biogen pulls back a little bit. Gravity Corp, American Waterworks, Equinix, Mercado Libre, Loxo Oncology, Duke Energy. I send all my bills there. Two or more, VMware. And the rest, just a bunch of utilities and REITs. American Electric Power, Consolidated Edison, Public Storage. By the way, Twitter was down 2.5. You know what the story is? They have gotten rid of 70 million... accounts. Now, I was up to in the 90,000 range of Twitter followers. I'm now high 70s. I think that's what happened to me. I had a bunch of followers. I don't know how you get them, but they're bots. They connect to each other. It's very weird. I still have a decent amount. Anyway, that's the movers on the downside. Amazon up 28. Google up 13. Chipotle up 12. Chipotle held the 50-day. Staying with the 12s, Helen of Troy. BlackRock, better financials. 10 or more, Netflix. Baidu. Inogen. 9 or more, Tesla. That is a weird stock. That's all I can tell you. Tesla, be a very weird stock. It is not for the faint of heart, if you ask me. SVB Financial, in the eights. AutoZone. Ulta Beauty. Arista Networks, got the upgrade today. Sevens, Stamps.com. Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Sixes, FedEx, W.W. Grainger, Anthem, O'Reilly Automotive, NetEase, Northrop Grumman. Notice the defense stocks with Boeing. Goldman Sachs, Fives, Lennox Internationals, United Rentals. A lot of this stuff. Caterpillar, Hooyah, recent IPO. Four more, TransDigm, Thermo Fisher Scientific, Deere, Roper Tech, IPG Photonics, Pioneer Natural Resources, Ameriprise Financial, Humana, Intuitive Surgical, Teleflex, Whirlpool. Those are the fours. Do I need to do the threes? Nah, I'm going to stop right there. Anyway, good day, good advanced declines, good up down. If anything, volume wasn't exciting, but I don't care. For me, price movement, pretty damn good. And let's hope I end up being right. The only question again is, are we going to get juice out of this? Is a big, gigantic low in? It's an open question. Up next, more of this, that, and the other thing, or whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over
over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hey, you know, let me tell you what happened. Personal experience. I was thinking of going to Wimbledon this weekend. I still may go. I went on one of these ticketing sites. I'm not going to mention who yet. But let's just say it's a site where in the last couple of years I bought tickets through, went to the event, and the tickets were fake. They apologized. In other words, tickets were duped. Other people had the same tickets. I don't know how that happens, but it did. So I went on this site, and what you do is they give you a price. But it doesn't include fees. And the only way to see the fees is you have to go to the page where it says, click here to buy the ticket. So I was looking at the finals on Sunday, and believe it or not, they wanted $7,200 for a ticket. It's in pounds, but equated to $7,200 because it's probably Federer and Nadal. Anyway, $7,200 for a ticket. And unbeknownst to me, out of nowhere, the picture comes up on my screen without touching anything. And it says some to the effect of authorization not approved. And I didn't even know what that meant. But I didn't think it was a big deal, so I let it be. And I was mulling around, looking around, and I went to Thursday, the women's semifinals, and it came up to the page, and I wanted to see the fees. Out of nowhere, without me touching anything, the page turns, and it says, I confirmed to buy a ticket. I'm like, what? Because I never press buy, nothing. I immediately call the company. I get somebody on the phone when I saw it and said, I didn't buy this ticket. Please cancel it. The woman goes into robot mode and starts reading off a script that all sales are final. We are just an intermediary, blah, 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 blah. We're just the intermediary between seller and buyer and basically tough crap. I tried to explain to her. I didn't touch anything. She didn't care. She just didn't care. So I said, what are my alternatives? She said, you can resell the ticket, but I'll lose my fees, which came out to about $600-$700. And of course, I wasn't happy to do that. I said to her, well, you know, I'm just going to go to my bank and tell them not to pay on it because this is BS. She then, by accident, said, well, this has happened before, but tough luck. This is how we work. Luckily, whoever I used to do the payments, and by the way, was in the system because I bought through this payment way before, and that's how they're able to buy your ticket. I told him the story, and the guy sounded like, damn, we've seen this before. He immediately claimed it was an unauthorized purchase and closed the account and not paying them. So they got screwed because they didn't want to listen to me. I then called, to be a nice guy, the company in the UK, the company in the United States, to let them know that you still have the ticket and it's not mine and you're not getting paid. And the people in the UK were fantastic. The people here were dumbfounded. And I got all my money back. And I've yet to hear from them. And the ticket's still showing in my account. So I'm telling you this. A, if you are buying tickets through one of these intermediaries, take all your information off your account. Payment information, credit cards, all that. Why? Because they have glitches in the system and they'll automatically buy you the ticket without pressing the buy. And B, same thing, take out your information. They're horrible customer service. They call me a customer, but I'm not a customer. They're just a bookie, and I am a nobody. They treated me like crap. You know who treated me great? The payer. Did me a big solid. I don't know if they had to or not, but I think what ended up happening was they've seen this happen too often, and that's why I got my money back. So just a word to the wise. We're here to be your market guy, political guy, logical guy, but also everyday happenings guy. And that goes for anything you buy on the web. I'm taking all my buying information off of anything I've ever bought. Sometimes you leave it in there like an airline or stuff. I'm taking it all out. And I'm just going to re-put it in every time I go back in. I had to spend 4 hours of my Sunday yesterday fixing this up and an hour this morning helping them out to let them know they have the ticket now and they need to do something about it or what have you. Hope that helps you. Not just on buying tickets, but anything else on the web. Glitches do happen. Regardless whether the company tells you glitches happen or not. That was my weekend. And I still don't know if I'm going to go to Wimbledon or not. The good news is to go to London from the States now is so cheap with the discount airlines, I could decide in a day or two depending on who's playing. As far as the ticket price, that's another story because if it's Federer and Nadal, it may cost me my house. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do. Quite the simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Nighty-night all.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,